You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Today we're learning about an effort by one of Oregon's coastal communities to preserve knowledge of its history. Joining the exchange is Gary Sharp, president of the North Bend Library Foundation. The foundation has recently launched a major fundraising push to digitize over 80 years of local newspapers. The effort is called the North Bend Digital Newspapers Project. Gary, welcome to the exchange.
Well, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you having me on board this morning.
Well, before we get into the specifics of the newspaper project, could you tell us a bit about the North Bend Library Foundation?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. I was the North Bend Public Library director for a long time and founded the North Bend Public Library Foundation in 2004. And what we do, our main mission really is to help support the library for things that the library might need, especially for major projects. We recently assisted with helping raise funds that showed community support in grants. And those grants and a great contribution from the city of North Bend and other sources helped do a $2 million renovation of the North Bend Public Library. The library was brand new in 1989, and that was 4 years after I started at the library. And over the years, the library needed to renovate and repair a lot of building, so there was a two-year fundraising effort, and we completed the renovation last October.
Okay. So just so our listeners can get acclimated to where you are, there is a city called Bend in Oregon, and you're in North Bend. Can you acclimate us to where North Bend is?
Yes. We're sometimes mixed up a little bit with Bend, but we are not over in Central Oregon. We're here on the Southern Oregon coast. We're about 115 miles from Eugene, for example. So if you're coming from the Eugene area, going south, you would turn off I-5 and head down Highway 38, pass through Reedsport and Winchester Bay, and then you'll be in North Bend. If you're coming from Ashland, for example, of course, you're going to be traveling north and turn off on Highway 42 to come down to the Bay Area.
Now, your foundation is currently focused on the North Bend Digital Newspapers Project. Which specific newspapers are being targeted for preservation, and how many years do they cover?
The two newspapers are the Coos Bay Harbor, and that paper ran from 1905 to 1950. And the other paper is the North Bend News, which started in 1951 and finished in 1986. So that covers about 80 years of North Bend history.
Well, right now, those records exist mostly as physical copies or microfilm, right?
Very true. They do. The library has had the physical copies in microfilm or the paper archives for many, many years, for decades, actually. And we've always provided microfilm readers and printers and now a computer workstation for people to work with the microfilm, for example. But microfilm doesn't last forever, and the paper copies they're not acid-free. They're much more fragile, actually, than the microfilm. So the committee that I'm with, it's a great group of local writers, for example, and the mayor of City of North Bend, Jessica Engelke, and other folks that really are concerned about preserving these papers for future generations.
Well, I assume with the deterioration of paper and this microfilm, there's some sense of urgency to move these print copies to digital format.
Yes, there really is. And this all came together actually at a very, very good time because Dick Wagner, a prominent local historian, spearheaded the project. And then coincidentally, at the same time, our great new library director, Haley Lagasse, she was also very concerned about this too. And once her renovation of the library finished, she turned to doing a new project and she wanted to try and get these papers digitized. So we began to speak with that committee, and the North Bend Public Library Foundation agreed through its board of directors to become the physical agent for this fundraising project.
So once the project is complete, my understanding is that the papers will be hosted by the University of Oregon's Historic Oregon Newspapers Program. Tell me how that platform works.
Well, that program is really an excellent one. It's been around, I'm sure, for well over 15 years. They are very experienced at digitizing newspapers from around the state. The Historic Oregon Newspapers website features 439 titles, which is actually over 3 million pages of newspaper documents. And it's posted to their website, which is free and open to the public without any fee.
My guest is Gary Sharp, president of the North Bend Library Foundation. He's leading a fundraising effort to digitize North Bend newspapers and ensure they remain freely accessible to the public in perpetuity. Now, Gary, neighboring towns like Bandon and others already have extensive digital archives. Does North Bend have a gap in its recorded digital history?
Yes, it does. Mike, in fact, these two papers that we're working to digitize are the last two papers in Coos County that need preserving online. So this is really an important step for us to speak to the community, let them know about the importance of the project, and to complete the fundraising phase so we can go ahead and have these papers digitized. And I'm very happy to report to you that even though we've just been organized for a short period of time, the project cost is a little over $32,000, and we've already raised $14,000. And that is the amount that is needed to digitize the Coos Bay Harbor. So we already have an agreement with the University of Oregon's Historic Oregon Newspaper Project to begin the digitization of the Coos Bay Harbor this coming October.
So tell me about some of the community partners that have already stepped up then.
Some of the community partners that have stepped up, we have some really fine and very much appreciated letters of support from the City of North Bend, the Coquille Valley Museum, the Coos History Museum, the Marshfield Sun Printing Museum. So we're getting really nice support from these groups. We really appreciate that.
So the word is out there and people are responding.
The word is out there and people are responding, and that has been extremely gratifying to me. You know, coming from a long career at the public library and to know, you know, from past experience how much these papers were used at the library, and then to see this preservation effort proceeding very nicely at a very good pace. And we would expect, hopefully, to have the other newspaper digitized too in the coming year. The amount that we need to raise to do the North Bend News is $18,150. So now we're doing the fundraising through the summer and through a grant that we will apply for to help do that.
Well, walk me through this process. You're giving some specific amounts of what it's going to cost. Tell me about this process. How does it work?
Let's see. The main process, of course, on our end is do the fundraising. And then we've been in touch with the director of the University of Oregon's newspaper program. And we already have a written agreement about doing the Coos Bay Harbor. And now we'll continue with doing the fundraising this summer. And one of our committee members, actually two people, are going to be preparing a grant to the Oregon Community Foundation. And the local support, the donations that come in, is really important because a major grant funder like the Community Foundation and others, they like to see an expression of community support, and local donors are critical for doing that. So we are moving along pretty nicely here, and I think by the end of the summer we will probably be able to proceed with an agreement to get the North Bend News digitized too.
Okay, so where are the costs in the process?
Oh, the cost. Yes, glad you asked that. For example, to digitize the Coos Bay Harbor, that's 18,700 pages, the unit price on that, I think, is 75 cents per page, and the cost will be, total cost for that paper will be $14,025. And what the University of Oregon's program is doing, they will create archival TIFF files, create access PDF and JPEG files, and adhere to the Library of Congress standard optical character recognition standards, metadata creation, quality review of the digital files, data, and images, storage of the digitized content on the University of Oregon Library's servers, digital preservation of image files and metadata, and integration of the content to be on the historic Oregon newspaper's website.
Okay, and so what kind of everyday moments are captured in these archives that might not be found anywhere else?
Well, there are quite a number. Newspapers, of course, are very important records of a community's life. They capture stories that may not appear in official records, such as school events, information about local businesses, past elections, public meetings, weddings, obituaries, sports events. And in our case, we're a waterfront community, and the shipping industry has been big here for many decades. So information about ship arrivals, civic improvements, fires, storms, celebrations, and just everyday moments that shaped North Bend.
So for anyone listening who wants to contribute, how can they do that?
There's a couple of ways. Probably the easiest way would be to send us a check to the North Bend Public Library Foundation to the address of 1800 Sherman Avenue, North Bend, Oregon, 97459. And if people would kindly put a newspaper project in the memory line on their check. And the other way to do this, too, is to go to the City of North Bend's website. That website has the library's website. And if you'll open up the information about the library department and go to the section on About the Foundation, and under the Foundation section, there's a link to being able to pay by PayPal, and there's a repeat of the information about how to pay by check.
Gotcha. So if the fundraising goal is met soon, what's the timeline for when the public might be able to start searching these archives from their home?
Oh, let's see. I think once the North Bend News is done, which could be sometime in the maybe in the winter or spring of 2027, so I would think by maybe the middle or at the very farthest point, probably by at least by the end of 2027 for sure.
Okay, so in our final minute, I know beyond the newspaper project, the foundation has other ways that the public can support the library. Tell me about the Name a Library Shelf program.
Oh, I'm glad to talk about that. That's one that I had heard about. Other libraries around the state do this, and that's been a nice success here at the library. If you wish to honor someone, a colleague or a family member or someone who has passed away, for $100, you can buy a plate and indicate the information you would like to be placed on the plate, such as in memory of someone, for example, or in honor of someone. And then you can tell us where you would like to have that place positioned on the book stacks of the library or in some other portion of the library. We'll take care of that.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. Gary, thank you for the public service that you're doing.
Thank you very much, Mike. Great to talk to you.
My guest was Gary Sharp, president of the North Bend Library Foundation.